Hi guys, it's Ice Cold Widow. I realized kind of a few days ago that I haven't recorded anything on Audio Haven besides my verification, and that was 2 months ago. So I've actually been trying to do this ramble thingy for a while now. This is like fourth, fifth take of me trying to do it, and I think part of it is me trying to make this but like perfect. And I've kind of realized, like, with the ramble, like, you can't make it perfect, and that a lot of it is going to be weird and messy. Because, as I'm trying to do the ramble on my first love, and I realized that that was a very, I was super young, and a lot of it was, like, from the ages of, like, 14 to, like, 19, 20. Well, 19, really. And so I realized from like 14 to 19, there's so much changing constantly. There's so much that's very much just emotional. And it all to me now is kind of this weird blur. And I've only recently started to look back and go and like reflect on everything. So now I've been trying to make this make sense, and I'm trying to come to terms with the fact that it's not going to. So if you guys can bear with me, I'm going to try to ramble about my first love, so to speak. So I'm going to call him Alexander because I need a name for him. So he and I met, as I said, when I was 14, and he was like 18, I think. And I could really honestly sum up this entire ramble by saying that it was an extremely abusive relationship in which he would try to change everything I thought. And would pull more out of me than I ever thought I had. He would take so much from me without ever giving back. But I guess he'd convince me that I was giving back in some, or that he was giving back rather in some sorts of ways. But looking back, it was a very one-way road. Like from the beginning, it was constantly me chasing him and trying to love him and trying to give him everything I had, and him kind of just taking it and giving me like scraps that were left over, perhaps from his family having hurt him or from past loves, who knows. But regardless, I wasn't getting from him nearly what I was giving. So this whole entire relationship started on a lie that he made to make himself feel better, I suppose, and a lie that made me feel as though maybe he could understand me. There was a lot that went on when I was in high school that I don't even know. Maybe someday I'll talk about it in another kind of ramble thing. But part of all of that was me just wanting someone to understand me because I felt like I wasn't understandable because of so many of the things I've been through. And he made himself seem as though he had gone through the same kinds of things that I had. So I clung to him in a world that seemed so pretty and shiny around me. He was the one other dark thing I thought I could cling to. But I think I found that he was so much more darkness incarnate than like a child of the dark. Like if I were to say like I was adopted by darkness, I think, or perhaps I ran and it just welcomed me because I just couldn't handle the light because it burned and it hurt and it made me feel alone. But if I ran to darkness looking for shelter, then he was like something so much more twisted that darkness, like he wasn't just dark, he was evil almost. And I think that's a distinction I've had to make, is that there are people that are dark or morbid or are slightly more jaded, and then there are those that are just evil or mean or cruel, and those are very different things. So, yeah, high school came and went with me following him and constantly wanting his attention and clinging to him and looking back, him just giving me enough to keep me coming back, but not giving me anything, really. And he graduated, obviously, and he moved back to the States, and, because I'm not in the States. I'm American, but I'm not in the States, and, so he went back to the States, and we continued talking, and I continued chasing, and he continued kind of keeping himself at arm's length, and at some point, I guess, he realized it wasn't enough to keep me, because I eventually, I guess, started roaming or something, and so he tried being in relationships with me, and I would try being in relationships with him, but every single time I'd run away, and I could never quite understand why I would run away until later, and I figured out that something in me realized just how fucked up he was, and just how little he cared about me, and so that part of me ran away. Even the rest of me couldn't see it, it would run right back. There was a part of me that kept running away because it realized that there was something wrong with a guy that would beg for nudes from me right after talking about how they were wrong because I was too young. There was something wrong with a guy that said he loved me just as I was, but then would brag about how almost dumb I was and how easy it would be to convert me to the religion that he was. That there's something horrible about a person that could see that you were struggling and in pain and would tell you, oh, that sucks, it really sucks, but honestly, don't worry about it because there's so many more things that are worse out there. Like starving children in Africa and women being like basically mutilated in China if they have too many children, kind of thing. And there were times, it was really weird, because there were so many times when I was like, all of me would kind of come to the realization that I should run. But it was like being addicted. No matter how bad whatever you're addicted to is for you, you just keep going. Like, you don't, it's not even that you don't care anymore, because you know what's bad, you know you're killing yourself, but you just don't care anymore, because you just need it so badly that you don't care the risk, you just need that fix. And so there was the constant back and forth of me running away and him punishing me for it by not forgiving me or by calling me horrible things, saying I was a slut or a horrible, like, calling me a fucking, I don't know all the things he called me, a vampire who sucked his soul out, and all these different things, and constantly ripping away at me just to tell me, but I love you and I'm stuck with you forever, and our souls, like, we're soulmates and they're tied together. And we'll always have a piece of each other, and we're meant to be. And there's just that constant give and take of me trying to get away and running to another guy, but then that guy being just as bad or worse. And so I'd end up running back to him, I guess seeking some kind of refuge, not even in something that's necessarily better, but just in something that's more familiar. And I think that's a danger of so many of the relationships I've been in have been abusive emotionally. And I think most times people underestimate that, because there comes a point when if a person crushes your soul so much that you don't even want to fight back, like, They don't have to hit you anymore. They don't have to tell you anything anymore. You just begin to believe that you're so small or you're so unlovable or you're so whatever that you'll never get better. You could never want or deserve better because they are the best thing that could ever happen to you. I suppose at some point, or for a long time, that was what I believed, was that this guy was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, the best thing that I could ever deserve. This angry ball of hormones and just greed was ultimately, in my mind, the best future I could possibly have. Because my mom is with my dad, and my dad's not a horrible person, but he's very emotionally, or he was for a very long time in my life, a very emotionally abusive person. And she'd always say things like, that's not right, or like, this isn't right, or he should treat you better than this, but she would never do anything about it. And I'm not even saying like she should divorce him, but she would just never really stand up for herself, or she'd stand up for herself or for me for a little while. But then she'd kind of slip right back into the whatever, like, shut up, respect your dad kind of thing. And I almost feel like that paved the way to me believing different men when, or believing that different men would be okay with me, or I should be okay with other certain men, rather, because they would provide for me, because providing for me, keeping a roof over my head, or being rich was enough. There was another guy that I just thought of, actually, that reminds me of that, because he was a lawyer, and I remember he'd say things like, I'll fly you anywhere in the world, and, like, anywhere where you are, I'll come find you, or I'll, like, bring you to me, and you can have a key to my apartment and everything. But he was very angry as well, and I remember there'd be times when he'd say things like, he would impregnate me in order to keep me with him, or if I didn't get pregnant or something like that, then we'd be together forever. Or one time he got extremely angry at me, so he used everything he knew about me to rip me to shreds, saying things like, I had never changed and I never would, and I was just as much of a slut as I always had been. And he almost felt sorry for me and pitied me and things like that. And I think, thinking back, like, I was very much a whore with my emotions. Not even with my body necessarily, but with my emotions, and I'm constantly whoring myself out trying to make people feel better because I figured I didn't deserve to feel good or better or anything, so I might as well make everyone else feel good. And that was a pattern that kind of just showed up over and over constantly. Men that were much older than me, but were my age or younger mentally, and in their maturity. And so they'd take advantage of me, ask for things that any self-respecting woman wouldn't have given them, but because I just wanted love so badly, I'd give it to them. Yeah, I wanted to make this a rhyme about first love, but I guess it's honestly is and is going to be a ramble about different loves and what they did to me, I guess. And how they made me, I guess, expect less from people in general. Like, Alexander, the first one I mentioned, he was very much the kind of person that I would message him, like, 3 days in a row, I guess. Not, like, a lot, just, like, one message one day and be like, hey, how are you? A message the next day and be like, hey, like, are you okay? Message, like, 3 days later, asking him how work was and everything, and he wouldn't respond until he needed something from me. And so, when I have friends, I almost don't bother messaging them, because I don't think that they're going to ever message me back, or if they are, they're only going to message me back as long as they don't have something better to do. And I found that's a thing that I very often don't, I'm not good with friends, and I feel like that's because I wasn't good with love. And I look at my friends as lovers in some strange way. Like, I give them as much of me as I possibly can. And I've been taught in my life that people don't really care how much you give them. In the end, it is really truly all about what, like, they need. Like, you can give them everything, but if they need more, then you better come up with more. Yeah. This is so depressing. I didn't think it was going to be this dark. I don't know. I don't think of it as that anymore. It became very quickly what I expected. I very quickly began to expect guys to get angry at me for doing stupid things. I got used to calling myself stupid because that seemed to be what every man I was with implied. And I began to expect people to find my weaknesses instead of protecting them or using them to help me grow, using them to keep me crutched at, like, on them in some way. Like, within the last year, there have been so many people who have seen different pieces of me, and instead of protecting those pieces or becoming friends with me because of those pieces, they would try to exploit that and use that to, like, hurt me and to bring me back or down to their level so that they could have me somewhere where it would be easier for them to manipulate me. That sounds really manipulative, but, like, each and every time they've become rather obvious, whether explicitly asking for nudes or jerking off and saying it was my fault because I did this to them, or every time. That's another thing I think that people, like, that relationships I've been in have done to me. I've kind of come to blame myself for everything. Not necessarily always, but even because I believe it's my fault, but just because that's what I've been conditioned to do. But I find it funny because now, like, for the past year, I've been in a relationship where if I blame myself for things, he gets angry, and not in, like, a rage angry, but he just gets upset because he doesn't want me to blame myself for things that aren't my fault. I'm with a person that wants me to love myself as much as I try to love him, and would rather I love myself first and then give him whatever's left than for me to give him everything and end up hating myself later. I'm now with a guy that tries so hard to listen to me and to respect my boundaries, and which is hard because I've found, because of how much sexual things were thrust upon me, I tend to be rather hesitant to engage in them, and yet he's so patient with all of that. And so I think it's a, I don't know, this is a weird ramble. I guess I've covered a lot of things, but I guess the main bits to me that were important were just how many people, kind of just thinking about how many people tried really hard to keep me down, but I don't think it's even, obviously, like, I'm religious, so in my faith there's the idea that, like, there's a plan for you and that nothing really can get in the way of that plan for you. But to make this much more widely applicable, I think it's just the idea that no matter how many people try to hurt you, there are always going to be people that are willing to help you and love you. And I see that throughout my life, as many people, as much as I wanted to believe that no one would ever love me and no one would ever take care of me, time and time again, I've had people, like, come to me and love me and show me just how special they thought I was to them. And even with my inability sometimes to go out and try to reach out to people, I've had people reach out to me, which is really important. I've found, because I don't, because of how many times my hand's been smacked down whenever I tried reaching out, I get to the point where I just don't want to reach out anymore. I just kind of, I tolerate shallow relationships because I'm too afraid of being pushed away if I dig any deeper. But yeah, so this was a weird, dark ramble. I don't know. It was good, though, and I needed to record something. I think everyone gets that point where they're just like, it doesn't matter what I record anymore, I just have to get something out, because if I don't do it now, I never will. So yeah, this was me being stupidly vulnerable. Sometime I'll have to do another ramble about something much more recent, or something I can be much more, like, structured while ranting about. But yeah. Okay, I'll shut up now. You guys go on and do something more productive. Bye!